Good morning. Spain will continue vaccinating 60 to 65-year-olds with the AstraZeneca coronavirus shot before proceeding to the next priority group of 66 to 69-year-olds, the Health Ministry said yesterday. The Ministry announced on Wednesday it would limit the vaccine to people over 60 after regulators linked it to a rare form of brain blood clots. The Ministry said it would soon decide whether to give a second dose of the shot to people who had already received a first. The European Medicines Agency on Wednesday said it had reports of 169 cases of the rare clotting disorder out of 34 million doses administered across Europe, roughly one for every 100,000 people under 60 vaccinated. Most occurred in women under 60 and within 2 weeks of injection. The EMA said the benefits of the shot outweighed the risks and said countries should set their own regulations, leading to a patchwork of different rules governing its use. Cases of the virus have been increasing for several weeks across Spain, which has fully vaccinated some 3.02 million people and administered a total of 9.8 million shots. Yesterday, the Health Ministry reported 9,901 new cases, bringing the cumulative total to 3.34 million, whilst the death toll climbed by 142 to 46,179. In an unexpected move, the president of the Valencia region appeared in a press conference yesterday afternoon to announce an easing of COVID restrictions. The new regulations will come into force on Monday and remain in force for 15 days. From then, up to two groups of cohabitants will now be able to socialise in private homes. Up to six people will be allowed to meet in public. This includes up to six sitting at a table in hospitality settings. And the regulations around visiting elderly people in nursing homes will be relaxed where COVID vaccines have been completed. Mr. Pugh has also confirmed that the Valencian community will lift the autonomy perimeter closure before the end of the state of alarm, but didn't give a firm date. Restrictions regarding the closure of the hospitality industry at 6 p.m. and non-essential retail at 8 will remain in place for at least another 2 weeks. The president confirmed that between now and September, 2 million doses of the single jab Janssen vaccine are expected to arrive within the community. The next interterritorial council meeting is scheduled for April the 22nd, at which point the president is confident measures can be relaxed even further if the data continues on its positive trend. And holidaymakers can breathe a sigh of relief as the government now says face masks won't be necessary while sunbathing or swimming if social distancing is respected. The law, which came into force last week, sparked a huge backlash, particularly in coastal areas, which are gearing up for the summer and lobbying hard for the introduction of vaccination passports. But following talks late Wednesday, government health officials and those from the 17 regions agreed to modify the law, meaning people can now remove masks on the beach if they remain in one place, respecting the minimum 1.5 meter security distance from people they don't live with. But if they walk along the beach, they must put them back on, it said. It also clarified other activities where masks can be removed, including while swimming in the sea, in lakes, reservoirs or rivers, as well as both indoor and outdoor swimming pools. If a person is completely alone, either on the beach or in the countryside, they will be able to remove their masks, but if they are part of a group, they will have to keep it on. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.